Last time, down Gilead Lane.
They just need someone to love them.
I could do that.
Aren't you excited? Oh, you're leaving tomorrow for Peru.
Yeah, I am.
I hope that with this camera, you might be able to share your memories from this trip with everyone.
Grace, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Well, it's off to Peru. It's sure going to be an exciting trip. Are you ready to join us? Well, then grab your boarding pass and a mosquito net, and let's go down Gilead Lane.
Dear Heavenly Father, I lift Brooke up to you now as she heads for Peru. You've given her such a wonderful chance for adventure and excitement. The things that she's going to be doing and experiencing are so amazing. I know that it will change her life in ways we'd never imagine. And I thank you, God, for giving our daughter that chance. And I know that as she travels so far from home, she's beyond our protection, God, but she's never beyond yours. She's in your hands, and we know that you will watch over her at every turn. I know that you have sent her to us to care for, but she's your child, God. And we give her over to your safety and protection now. Please walk with her every step of the way and remind her that you are in control. And God, bless Brooke with blessings beyond measure. Just pressed down, shaken together, running out all over. Let them wash over her while she's on this trip and show her your majesty and grace in ways that she's never imagined.
It's finally here. On the trip, and I can't believe it. It seems like the past few weeks have been a dream, and now I'm awake. Or maybe it's the other way around? It all just seems so unreal. Is it really happening? Am I, Brooke Morrison, going to another country? Oh, getting ready for this trip was so crazy. The shopping, and the planning, and the research, oh, so much. And there was always someone with me. But now, for the first time since this has all started, I'm really on my own.
Flight 1028 to Lima, Peru, connecting in Miami, is now boarding rows 25 through 30. Flight 1028
to Lima,
Peru, connecting
in Miami, is now boarding rows 25 through 30. In just a few hours, I'll be in Miami, getting on the plane to go to another country. I'll write more when we're on the flight. Thank you, God, for your safety and protection. I can't wait to see where you're going
to
take me.
Flight 1028 to Lima, Peru, is now boarding.
Dear God, I pray that you would be with Brooke as she travels. You know where she is right now, and you know what she's preparing to do. Lord, I know that as Brooke goes on this trip, you already know who she's going to meet and what she's going to do. I pray that you would help her reflect you to everyone she meets in a cool new way. God, let her shine your light and be an example of love to everyone who crosses her path. And as she does, show her that you are in control.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, that's okay. Don't worry about it, honey. It's nearly impossible to walk past someone on one of these things without stepping on someone's toes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, the window's so little.
First time on a plane?
Oh, no, I guess I just forgot.
Oh, well, where are you headed?
Peru. Yeah, I'm going on a mission trip.
Peru? That's fantastic. How exciting for you.
Thank you.
What are you going to do down there?
Well, I'm going to help rebuild an orphanage that burned down. Well, actually, I'm going to help watch the kids while other people work on rebuilding it.
You seem really young. Are you going all alone?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I am.
Well, someone going to meet you there?
Oh, yeah. The missionaries I'm going to stay with will be sending someone to the airport.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Are you nervous?
A little, I guess, but I'll be okay.
Oh, you seem so sure.
Yeah, well, God's with me.
Oh, okay. How do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that God's with you?
Oh, well, I guess you could say it.
Dear God, wherever Brooke is, let her know that she's loved and missed. Keep her safe as she travels. And God, prepare her heart for what you have in store for her in Peru. I know you've got some amazing adventures planned for her, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do and how you're going to use Brooke to change these people's lives. What a fantastic thing to be a part of, God. Thank you for letting Brooke do this, and help her as she does. Prepare her and the people she will meet for what you have in store. Wherever she is right now, please remind her that she's in your hands, and give her your grace and peace.
I'm still on the plane. I met a woman named Karen who's going to Miami to visit her daughter and a new granddaughter. She seems really nice. She asked me about God a little while ago, and I was able to tell her a little bit about my relationship with him and why I have faith. Oh, it was really cool.
Excuse me.
Oh, sure.
I was wondering about your interesting necklace. Did you lose something?
What? Oh no. Oh, I lost my camera. Grace's camera.
Grace?
Oh, she's a friend of mine. She got me the camera as a going away gift. Oh no, what am I gonna do?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Do you see it on the floor by you?
No, but maybe someone's found it on the plane and turned it in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I've lost my camera. Has anyone turned it in?
Oh no, I'll go check.
Thank you.
Wow, that's awful. Your friend Grace, do you think she's going to be angry?
What? Grace? Oh, no, she won't be angry. She understands, but I just hate to disappoint her.
That's tough. I'm so sorry. Are you going to be all right?
I think so. I really should have taken better care of it. I had it in this bag on this thing around my neck so no one would take it, and now I've gone and lost it.
Well, maybe the flight attendant has it. Someone might have turned it in.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. Oh, it just makes me sick that I lost it. I can't believe it.
I'm so sorry, but no one's turned in a camera that we know of. We can contact the airport once we land and see if anyone's turned it in there, but...
I understand. Oh, it's most likely gone. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I wish there was something more I could do.
No, it's all right. Thank you. I appreciate it, really. Oh.
So how are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's been an interesting trip already.
Brookie, are you all
right? Yeah, Dad, I'm okay.
Good.
I'm in Miami, and the flight for Peru will be boarding soon. I'm already at the gate, and I've had dinner, so...
Good.
Yeah, I'll just wait a few minutes, and then we'll get on board.
Is it exciting? Are you having a good time?
Yeah,
I'm having a good time. Things are going... Oh,
did you...
Yeah. Okay, well, that's me. I gotta go.
Oh, sure.
All right, be careful,
Brooke. You know we love you, honey. You
yeah,
take care
you
now.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, she made it to Miami.
Oh, no, come on. She'll be fine,
She
Mary.
Sounded strange, though. Something was different.
Yeah, she was in an airport getting ready to board a plane to another country.
No,
come on, honey. She's probably nervous. It's going to be okay. You know that, right?
I know it. I do. I just get stuck in the worry sometimes. She's my baby.
Right.
And she's going to be away by herself for the first time.
Honey. All right, come here.
Oh.
Yeah. She's going to be... Fine.
Well, Josh.
Dear God, Brooke is on a trip right now. She's going to another country. I'm glad she has the chance to do this and everything. I mean, she's really excited. I'm just a little scared. I love Brooke, God, and I... Just let her be okay. Keep her safe on the plane and in this other country, and let her get to Peru safe and sound. I hope she does okay, and I hope she has lots of fun and comes home soon.
Brooke!
Karen! Hey! What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm on my way to meet my daughter and my granddaughter, but before I left, I just wanted to check on you and make sure you made your connecting flight.
Oh, well, I'm here. I got here okay, and my plane is about to board.
Oh, what did your family say about the camera?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to tell them. It was a pretty fast conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It would have worried them anyway, and they really don't need to do that.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'm just sorry to have lost Grace's gift.
I hope the rest of the trip is better for you.
So do I.
Ouch! Hey!
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to step on your...
Hey, watch where you're going with that thing. Look what you did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My bag just slipped. Can I help you clean it up?
No, that's fine. Just go find your seat, please. Oh, wait. Tell me it's not this one next to me.
It seems so. I'm sorry. Why don't you trade places with me, and then I can sit in the sticky seat and you can have the window seat.
Sure, fine, whatever.
I'm really sorry.
I'm putting on my headsets now. Don't expect conversation.
I won't. I'll just sit here.
Forget
and...
it.
Well, this is going to be a fun flight.
Dear God, I know you know that Brooke is on our trip right now. I hope that she's having a good time. She was really excited to go to another country, and that's cool. I'm sure you're keeping her safe and that she's okay. I pray that things would go well for her and that she would get to come home and have some really cool stories about her trip and what she did while she was there. Let her know we love her and let her be safe, God.
Well, this part of the trip hasn't gone so well. Ever since I lost the camera Grace gave me, it seems like everything's gone downhill. I haven't been able to do anything right, and now I'm starting to get nervous. A little while ago, I heard someone talking about losing our bags. I don't know what that's all about, but we're in the air, so I guess I can't do much about it now. The trip's just not what I thought it was gonna be. I'm still happy I'm going. I know it's the right thing to do, but so much has happened that I wasn't planning on. I hope this doesn't mean I'm ungrateful or anything. I know that not everything God calls us to has to be fun. It's just, I don't know. I just hope the rest of the trip goes okay.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Aren't you the girl who lost her camera?
Oh, yes, I am. Did someone find it?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was gonna ask if you had found it.
Oh.
I guess you haven't.
No, I didn't, but thank you for asking.
Is this your first time out of the country?
Is it that obvious?
No. Well, yes. I actually overheard you telling your friend from the other flight that it was. She's not on this flight?
Oh, no. She met her daughter in Miami.
So you're on your own then?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not too bad. With this job, I've been to lots of other countries. Peru's okay.
Oh, you've been to Lima before?
Oh, yeah. Would you like some advice about it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'd love some.
Well, the airport's probably not anything like what you're used to here.
I just had a long talk with the flight attendant. I know I should have probably been sleeping and getting some rest, but the seat's sticky and uncomfortable. Anyway, when we were talking, she gave me some advice for when I get to Peru. It was a little scary, actually. She told me all sorts of things about how to hold my bags and who to talk to and who not to talk to. And some people she said I shouldn't even look at. Robert and Tracy said they're sending someone named Pedro and his sister Maria to come and get me. They'll be waiting for me at the airport, and then I'm sure I won't have to worry about some of these things. It'll be fine, I hope.
Dear Heavenly Father, what a great thing you've done for Brooke Morrison. Giving her the chance to go to a foreign country and show your love to new and different people. It's going to be so different than anything she's ever done before. God, I thank you for giving Brooke this opportunity and chance. And I pray that you would show her every step of the way that you're walking with her. She may get frightened as she leaves home and steps into this new and wonderful place for the first time. But God, as she does, I ask that you would remind her to lean on you in all things, no matter how big or how small. You're in control, and you have a plan. And God, let your blessings rain down on Brooke in such a way that when she comes home from this trip, she'll be changed for the rest of her life and even more eager to walk in the path that you've chosen for her.
What do you mean there are no bags?
They did not make the flight, ma'am. I'm sorry, but it seems that your bags were somehow overlooked.
Overlooked?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry, but your bags just didn't make it. A few others also have the same problem, but we are taking care of it. We have a fine service and we will get the bags to you as soon as they arrive.
Well, when will that be? Today?
Oh, no, ma'am. The bags will not get here today. You'll have to give me a phone number and address where you can be reached, and we'll contact you as soon as they arrive.
But I don't know the address where I'll be.
We cannot deliver your bags to you if you do not have an address.
Well, okay. Thank you. I'll get back to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear gracious and glorious God, we come to you today so thankful for the things that you are doing for us. The group you sent to help us rebuild the orphanage is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Everyone is eager to help and just be servants. It's amazing to watch how your hand has cared for us and has given us sustenance in this difficult time. We thank you for the blessing beyond measure that you have rained down over us, and we pray that you would continue to keep your hand of safety and protection over us and the workers and the children as this moves ahead.
And God, we lift Brooke Morrison to you as she comes down here to help us with this. She's so young, God, and she's on her own for the first time ever. That can be a scary thing, even when you're not in a foreign country. And we pray that you would keep her calm and safe. Grant her your peace that passes all understanding, God, as she goes through this new and exciting stage in her life. Let her arrive safely at the airport and be with Pedro and Maria as they travel to go pick her up. Let there be no snags or issues, and if there are, may you be glorified in it all.
My bags are lost. No one knows where they are. I don't have any clothes or anything. And Pedro and Maria aren't here. I don't know where they are. I'd like to go ask more about my bags, but I'm afraid I'll miss meeting them if I wander too far from here. Oh, I'm hungry too, but I'm not even sure if there's a place here to get any food. I don't know how I would even order, though, if I found some place. Lord, I know that that flight attendant was trying to be helpful and everything, but she really made me think about all the things that could go wrong. I know I'm supposed to be here, but what if... I just don't know what I should do now. Should I sit here and wait, or should I go looking for them? Is there anyone here who can help me? Oh God, was I just crazy to think I could ever do this?
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for Brooke and her willingness to serve you. You've blessed me with a daughter that is so open and tender-hearted to the needs of others. It's caused her hurt sometimes, but it's made her such a wonderful and remarkable young woman. I look at her, God, and I'm amazed that she's my daughter. Thank you so much. As she goes on this trip, God, I pray you would walk with her. I want so much to be there and hold her hand and give her comfort and protection, but I know that right now, it's not my place. It's yours. And you have called Brooke to do this. You've placed this path before her, not me. I pray as this trip progresses that Brooke will learn and grow in ways she never imagined possible. She's a young woman now, God. Show her the things that you want of her. Grant her your security and protection and grace as you do it. But I pray, God, that mostly you would help her on the path to becoming the woman that you want her to be. Give her your strength and your peace that passes all understanding in all things, and let her follow you on this journey.
I've been here at the airport in Lima for over an hour now. I've walked around a bit and hoped to find Pedro and Maria, but nothing. I called Robert and Tracy a while ago. They said that Pedro and Maria should have been here by now. They told me to look for a young man with a green t-shirt. I guess if they aren't here in the next 2 hours, Robert will try and find someone else to come and get me or get here himself. There are a lot of people here with green t-shirts. I could have missed them at any time. We might even be walking around in circles, missing each other. That would seem to fit the way this day is going. Okay, let's see. I've lost the camera that Grace gave me. My bags are missing. I'm starving, and I have no idea what I should do about that. And I don't know where to find the people who are supposed to help me out. Yep, that about sums it up. God, I know that I'm supposed to be here, and I know that you are in control. I just have no idea what I'm supposed to do now. I need your help.
So where's Brooke right now?
Well, her plane was supposed to land a couple of hours ago, so I guess she's on her way to Robert and Tracy's place.
Is it a long drive?
They said it would take a few hours.
Yeah. So Brooke's gonna have a late night tonight.
Oh, probably, yes. I bet she's tired.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she'll email us when she gets there?
I've asked Robert to give me a quick call when Brooke arrives at their place safely, but I'm guessing you kids will probably already be in bed by the time that happens.
And you think she's okay?
Yes, I do. We haven't heard anything to tell us otherwise, so we need to just have faith and believe she's okay. Are you worried about her, honey?
Yeah.
Well, Mom and I are concerned, too, Jim. That's
right. You are? I thought you said not to worry.
It's very hard not to worry, Timmy, but there's really nothing we can do for Brooke right now except pray. We can't be with her for this.
Well, that's right. This is her time, buddy. God called Brooke to do this, not me or Mom or any of the rest of us. It's about Brooke doing this, and we need to honor that.
When we start worrying, we need to pray and tell God that we don't want to worry. We need to remember that even though we aren't with Brooke, God is. He's here in Coleraine with us, and he's also in Peru with her. And us worrying about her doesn't make anything better for anyone.
Right.
It's natural to be concerned about her, but... Oh, honey, worrying is different. It's dwelling on bad things that could happen. And we've got to trust God that he's taking care of Brooke.
There you go. Worrying doesn't help Brooke with what she's doing, right? Doesn't make anything easier for her. It just makes us feel bad.
Can we pray for her?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
What do you think?
Okay.
Good. Okay, then. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you.
God, I need your help. Pedro and Maria aren't here, and I don't know what I should be doing. I just need you right now. I've been meaning to do this, but haven't had much of a chance. Maybe now's a good time to copy this into my journal. Okay. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you Brooke Morrison?
Yes. Oh, yes, I am. Are you Pedro?
Si, I mean Jace. Oh. I am Pedro. My sister Maria, she's in the car. We did not want to take more time finding a parking place. We are sorry that we are so late. Oh. There was an accident on the road and we could not find a passage for many hours. I'm sure that Papa will be worried.
Oh, well, yeah, I did call him a little while ago to let him know that you weren't here yet.
We will call him then before we go back to go. That way he won't worry. The road should be clear now. Are you ready? Where are your bags?
Oh, yeah, that's a long story. I'll have to tell you about it on the way. But, can you just give me a minute to finish this up?
Oh, si.
Okay. Oh. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I'll protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, thank you, God. Okay, now I'm ready to go.
See, this way.
All right.
Wow, what a crazy trip. Even after losing luggage and cameras and getting stuck at the airport, Brooke still made it safe and sound after all. Now, that may not sound like the easiest way to travel, but it's cool how God answered each and every prayer that was prayed for her, just not in the way that you thought He would. It's important to remember that God isn't like some cosmic vending machine that gives us everything we want. He's not like a genie in a bottle that grants us wishes. God answers our prayers, but He gives us what we need when we need it, because He knows what's best for us. Today's episode, Go Ye Into All the World Part 2, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our production assistant was Elizabeth Bowman, and our recording engineer was Roy Wallace. Music for today's program by John Campbell, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And as always, I'm Zach, saying so long and see you next time down Gilead Lane.